Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those who are in person here this morning in the sanctuary, as well as those that are viewing online with our live stream. And then we do have a few more people out in the parking lot as well. Welcome to our worship service this morning. We're glad that you've joined us. You're really with us, even though you're in that parking lot. What makes, just going to start off with a question to just prep us for what we're going to be talking about today. What is it that calms you when you go home? What is it? A few people are answering, I can't hear you. Something, food. Is it the cookies in the oven? You're like, I'm home. Ah. Or is it the people that you see when you go home? You're like, oh, mom and dad, I'm finally home. Or is it that couch that you like to jump up and down on? Ruth, do you do that in your house? No? No. I was worried about that. I mention that because that's what my son thinks qualifies home as. When he goes home and he can jump on the couch, he knows he is home. We're working on that right now. This morning, what we're going to discover is that we really don't have a home until we really are moved, brought to Jesus. It's when we come to Jesus, Jesus comes to us, to be more accurate, that we really experience the calmness of being home. And Jesus brings that home to a person in our gospel text from John chapter 9, a man that I'm going to describe that really didn't have a foundation or a place of stability in his life. And by the end of the reading, we're going to see that this man had a permanent foundation, a permanent home that he could count on by being with Jesus. And that's going to encourage us today, because it doesn't matter what has happened in our lives this last week, what's coming this next week, what our situations are, what the news reports, the bottom line is that we have a home with Jesus that gives us stability and a solid foundation. I do want to share some announcements before we begin our worship service and that focus, and that is that Lent starts this week. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. It's that turning point in which Lent is right around the corner. And Wednesday is the beginning of the Lent season. We mark it here at Peace with Ash Wednesday worship service. That includes the imposition of ashes. Each of the Wednesdays through Lent, we're going to meet at 6:30 p.m. here in the sanctuary. There isn't soup supper. It's just a time to close out the day and take one step further on our journey to Mount Calvary, which will come on Good Friday, and ultimately the empty tomb on Easter Sunday, April 17th this year. And so all are welcome to come. Those services on those Wednesdays, starting March 2nd, are not going to be live streamed. They're just going to be in-person worship opportunities for those that gather. Also, I would mark that next weekend there are a couple special events that I wanted to highlight. We have a men's breakfast on Saturday, March 5th, and the topic's going to be led by Mike Rinkin. He is the executive director of Compassion Ministries, and he's going to touch on mental health and how to manage those waters in these challenging times. That's really open to the men of our congregation. If you do want more information or want to know how you can come, please see Oscar Gutbrod so we can get a count for the food and make preparations for that Saturday. That's next Saturday, March 5th. And then next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, so we're going to be offering our prayer, hope, and renewal service at 9 o'clock in the morning before Bible study right here in the sanctuary. It's an opportunity to just share what's on your heart, whether that's a concern you have, something that you're going through, or just a need to be renewed here in the sanctuary. The elders and pastor are here to pray for you and affirm you with God's promises in His Word. And then lastly, I'd just like to point out that we are in the process of starting up Tables of Peace again here at church. It's likely not to start until April, early May, but we want to get names for that. So if you have a desire to be a part of Tables of Peace, what this is groups of about eight in the homes of a member at our church. And it's a time to just fellowship, be together, and then also a time to have a brief discussion just a great way to get to know members. It's something that we've been missing at our church for the last couple of years. We're bringing that back. So if you have a desire to be a part of that, you can sign up in on the bulletin board out on the hall to the fellowship hall. Excellent. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. We're going to begin this morning by recognizing those that are leading us in music and in the service. Colleen Schultz, thank you for playing the piano and leading us. And also Karen Motlock, she is our lead singer. Thank you, Karen, for being here, as well as in using your gift to bless us, or using the gift of voice to bless us in our worship.